Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and good morning. Good morning to all of you. Hi there. It's me, Dr. Cappuccino, Marcia, and I'm still sleepy. Hey, you're going to have a great weekend, and you know why? Because you're up right now to hear from the participants and the host of the Global Vision for Living Today show. We're so happy that you're up and ready to go. Go where? Or you're ready to go into Scripture, because you know, our cause here is about the Bible. But we have a very interesting topic: get out from among them and do yourself no harm. Now, that sounds like something from the Scripture. Get out from among them. But let me tell you something. There's a movement, a very small movement now going on, because there's been a lot of conversation. There's been a lot of talk about the church and people going to the church and why they're going to the church, what they think they're going to get from the church, and yeah. You guys know me. You know, we try to get right to the bottom of it along with our co-host, Dr. William, I call him Colonel Harrison. I don't know why. I guess because that starts with a C. I don't know what it is. It sounds good, too. But anyway, we're here today because we too, have jumped into the fray. You know, so much going on, TV shows about the church and how well the church is needed. Oops, maybe too late. But we're not going to assume that it is, because as long as the sun is rising and you can see it, you have a chance. Not if grandma can see it, but if you see it, you have a chance. Our topic today is get out from among them and do yourself no harm. I know some of you are sick and fat. You're tired of going to church behind grandma, and you're telling people you're getting nowhere. You wonder what to do in an environment that, in some cases, don't show that the people are really interested in hearing about God. Let alone learning how to worship God in the way that he approves. What should you do? You've been going behind grandma now. What should you do? You've been told you better go to church, you better go to church, better burn in hell, you better go to church. What should you do? How can you tell if you're in the right spiritual environment once you get into one that looks like one? How can you identify those who God said to stay away, get away from, and separate yourself? How? Here is a partial list of 10 areas that we will be discussing. Now, Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino. Listen, audience, I am with you. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. We're getting ready to take off in this spiritual rock. A spaceship.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to mention 10, and then we're going to break them down, because people want to know, well, you know, I'm stuck with them. How do I know if I'm in the right place, the right church, the right synagogue, the right whatever? But we're going to mention these 10, then Colonel Harrison is going to help break them down. Well, number one, if they don't show any love amongst themselves, you know, if they're just coming in talking, you know, speaking and going out, sitting on the other side of the church, then, of course, that might show that some of them there don't have love amongst themselves. Have they been taught that? Number two, they show by their works that they're not really interested in God. Whatever they're doing, if it's not God-like, then they're not really interested in God. But they also show very little about what the Bible teaches. If the Bible's supposed to be the sword, Colonel Harrison, you got to get on that. They know very little about what the Bible teaches, not what someone quotes or says what it says. They know little, very little. They are not kind. It's number four. They're not kind and loving to one another and do not show love amongst themselves. We are stressing that twice because, you know, Colonel Harris is going to bring out that God is love. So if you're not practicing that or showing it, you don't have that. Say what you want, you don't have it. Number five, they sit around the church in cliques, and they ignore sheep-like ones seeking and searching for God. Number six, they do not reach out to those who look better
than them or have more than them. Number seven, they are not seen doing the work that Jesus asked them to do. If they're doing it, nobody sees them do it. Number eight, they show up to be seen and to barter business connections for themselves. Number nine, they show envy and jealousy for others who look and dress better than them. Number 10, their pastor goes along with their dead works for tithes and offerings, joy and God's disgust. Now, you might have some additional comments you can share with us about this, because people are just, they're going crazy. There's some movies on talking about the church and, you know, big celebrities got their 2 cents that they're putting in there. But people are very mad because, the movie is an eye-opener. But all across America, the ones that are seeing it, that have seen a preclude of it, and while they were shooting the films, people were upset because they're saying, why now? What have they been doing? Why now are they trying to come up with talking about, and then one of the ads says that for 400 years, so forth and so on and so on. And people are saying, well, what have they been doing in 400 years then? And the world is in the shape it's in. They're not talking about COVID, because before COVID, you know, death rates and just bad things that were being done in the name of religion was already going on. COVID's just a year old. So if you're talking about 400 years, you better back up, because COVID is a little over a year, not quite a little year, because the March is next month. But Colonel Harrison, thank you for being with us. You are a minister. You are a reverend. And you are also pastoring. And I guess pastoring means looking out for them, your membership. You're also pastoring a church by the name of Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast. So it's good that you're on the show. You've been on the show for over a year. We've had over 142 episodes. Oh, my God. Hey, God, Jehovah, here we are. But as I was saying, you are standing weekly, expressing the works of God, and talking to people that claim they know God, love God, and want to die for any causes regarding God if they have to, if they must to, if they're called out to do so. Right now, thank you again for being on the show. Why don't we go over some of these ways a person can know that, you know, if you go over there, if you walk in there and you see any of this going on, you don't have to call. You know, there's a song that we're singing here called Jesus. You don't have to waste this time and ask him, is this where I should be? If you see this, you already know it. It's like you see a worm coming out of an apple. If you see that, nobody has to tell you to throw it down. Don't eat it. No one has to tell you that. Because now if you're blind, that's a different story. Hopefully you got some help standing next to you. But if you're not blind, no one has to tell you if you see that worm coming out, throw it away. No one has to tell you if you're sitting amongst people, he's already told you, get out. He has said, get out. He didn't say, call out, walk out, call your minister. He told you, get out from among them. Number one, Curtin Harrison, we have here one of these signs. Let's call it a sign. You know, people as a sign. They show they do not have love amongst themselves. Why do people complain sometimes when they go to churches that they don't feel loved? Is that something we should be on the lookout for if we're trying to get closer to Jesus?
Yes, Dr. Carpentina. It's one of the defining principles of God and God's son Jesus is that we are to love one another as we love ourselves. There are several principles, and one of the first principles is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and the second is love thy neighbor as thyself. So we're to love one another, and we were created to love one another in the image of God, and if we reference a certain passage of scripture in the Bible. It tells us that God is love. And so God created us in love. So those of us who don't love each other, then we are out of step with the Creator, who is called God. We are obligated to love one another. We can better coexist when we love one another because we're willing to help each other through our situations. And where we don't find that love, then we have to come out from amongst them. I'll pause.
Right. That is number one. If they don't show love amongst themselves, that is a problem. Because if they get in trouble, they don't have nowhere to run. If they're hungry, they don't have anybody to run to because nobody connected with them, they feel, might be in love. So, okay, we're going to pack that up. Okay, you guys, it's on the screen. You can see it. They do not have love amongst themselves. Now, another way you can tell if you're not in the right spiritual environment, number two, they show by their works they're not really interested in God. Colonel, let's hear from you. If you're going to church and they show they're sitting, you can see them sitting there, but they show by their works they're not interested in God. Should a person stay there or should they do what the scripture says, get up from amongst them? Let's talk about that.
There are two principalities, the principality of God and the principality of Satan. So we're either serving one principality or the other, or another way to say it, we're either serving the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan. Those who serve the kingdom of Satan do evil works, mean-spirited works, selfish, don't care for the others. They're not their brother or sister's keeper. The ones that serve God are more loving, more kind, more understanding. And it's darkness and light. There's a difference. Where there's light, there's inspiration, there's encouragement. Where there's darkness, there's grim, and things are dim, and things are bleak. And so God gives us a choice to decide whether or not we want to do things in love that love him, which he's called a God of light, or whether we prefer to do the things of Satan, which are things that people do in the world that's not of God. So the Bible makes reference to either being yoked or equally yoked. If we're equally yoked, we're like-minded. We're people who are inclined to be believers and serve God. If we're equally yoked, then we're serving our selfish reasons, our selfish whims, our selfish desires, and those things that are not of God, that don't help our fellow man or woman. So we have to come out from amongst them. Goes back to number one. So I just wanted to share those two perspectives, two kingdoms.
Okay, so let me see if I understand. If a spiritual environment shows that they're not really interested in God by their works, are you saying that they should stay there or they should get out? I want to just break it down and make it plain. Should they stay within that environment or should they get out of it? I think you're going to say they should get out of it because he said get out from amongst them. Okay, so is that what you're saying?
If the environment is such, dead works, then oftentimes you have to come out from amongst them and go and find someone who are believers and who are doing good work.
Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. Okay, now we're going to go into number three. Remember, we got 10 now. We're going to number three. That environment of people do not know or they know very little about what the Bible teaches. So if a person goes into a spiritual environment, you see, I'm not saying church. If they're going to a spiritual environment and from what they hear there, the people don't know hardly anything about what the Bible teaches. What should a person do about that? And remember, we have 10 to go. We got a 7 more to go. So if they know little about what the Bible teaches, is it their fault, or do you think it's their shepherd's fault?
It may not be their fault. It may be that their parents didn't give them the exposure where they had an opportunity to be taken to church and get to know certain principles about God and what the Bible teaches. So I prefer that they seek a teacher, one who knows the Bible, who can teach them the Bible, the principles and the teachings of the Bible, and who God is.
Okay, okay, because I know there's a lot of teachers roaming around the earth now. There's over 2,000 different religious faiths. I just found that out. So you're saying they should seek out. Now, if they know little about the Bible, if they know very little about what the Bible teaches, and they stumble out there trying to find a teacher, we know the scripture says in the last days there's going to be false teachers and false shepherds. So in a sentence, how would a person, I think we've already covered this, but we're going through these steps so people will know if you go inside of one of these spiritual houses of worship, get out, stay out, don't go back. So right now, if a person knows very little about what the Bible teaches and you walk in there and you see that they don't know anything, some have been sitting 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, yeah, and they still don't know, should that be a sign to not sit there, Colonel Harris?
Yes, first they should seek, let me specify, a godly teacher, a godly teacher. They'll know the godly teacher by his works. The same as we identify people by dead works, godly teachers do what? Living works, lively works. Not only will you know them by the words that they say and what they teach, you'll know them by the way that they conduct themselves and their actions and the way they live their lives. Godly teachers is the key.
Oh, that sure is. Oh, my God. That sure is something that everyone should consider by their work. If they're not really teaching the word, you know to get out from amongst them. Okay, now we have number four here. They are not kind and loving to one another, and they do not show love amongst themselves. I think we kind of answered that, but now we're getting a little into the person of anyone in the spiritual environment. If they don't show love amongst themselves, should a person kind of like ease out of that kind of an environment? If they want to go in there, the people that they are kind, they're not nice to anyone. Should they get people sitting up there, or what should they do?
No. John talks about that, the disciple whom Jesus loved. He talked about that in 1 John when we discussed earlier that God is love. But the interesting thing about this, in 1 John, John says, how can I say that I love God who I have not seen when I don't love my brother whom I have seen? So John is using the measuring stick of us loving one another, loving our relatives, loving our neighbors, and treating them as we love ourselves. So if they're not loving, they're not kind, they're doing dead works, and so they're not going to embrace you, they're not going to help you, they're not going to do you any good. So you come out from amongst them. And all three of these, almost four of these, almost come together.
Oh, my God, you are on fire this morning. Thank you for giving us these answers. Okay, I'm going on to number five. They sit around the church or spiritual environment in cliques, and they ignore sheep-like ones. Nobody knows who's walking in that church door, so the sheep got to display that. But they ignore sheep-like ones seeking and searching for God. They see somebody they never seen before, don't know. They come in with their Bible, either with no Bible, and sit down there. People know there's desperation behind them. Desperation in front of them to get up and go walk in the church door, don't know anybody. I'm going looking for God. Oh, my God. This is a bad marker when you go in the church and they ignore the sheep-like ones. What would that mean for those that claim they know God?
That means that they're hypocrites. The church is a place of worship, not a place for gossipers, not a place for tattlers, not a place for busybodies. It's a place of worship. And so we have to, and if you see them and they're in the cliques, and the cliques are those that are gossiping, tattling, tattling and doing all those kinds of things that are ungodly in the church, then they're not of God. They're hypocrites. They say one thing but do another. So the church is basically for worship. Get among those in the church that seem to be sincere about worship, sincere about helping others, sincere through their testimonies and their actions and their walk and their ways in the church. Not only in the church, but when they are out in the world, in their communities, their neighborhoods. We have to separate people. Understand this as I close my remarks on this one. Understand this, that people come from the world into the church. So they bring their worldly ways into the church. That's not of God. So they have to be changed. They have to be transformed by the renewing of their minds and the transformation of their hearts. And I'll pause.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, you're on fire this morning. That sure is right. You know, I used to hear that, too, from my dad, the late, great Bishop Mims. He was saying, you already know what's on the inside, but you got to look out for those coming in from the outside. You know, I was thinking about writing a book with all of his epitaphs in it, because he saved hundreds of paper with things quotes on it. But, yeah, that is very true, Colonel Harrison. Well, another sign here is that people come in from the outside looking for business connections. Should you get away from people like that? You're supposed to come in there to worship and praise him. He says, come into my sanctuary with praise and thanksgiving, not come in there looking for business. Keep that on the outside, but have you seen any of that, where some people just show up in the churches, especially the main mega, looking for business? Is that the way we should conduct ourselves in the face of a living God?
No, they should not come in the church specifically looking to network from a business perspective. Come in the church again to worship. And if you come in and worship God in spirit and in truth, the true and living God will see that you connect with other people in the church who may have businesses and who you can network with. But the primary reason we come in the church is to worship. We leave from out in the world 6 days a week. Some people work 5 days, some work 6 days a week. Sometimes you go through trial and tribulation at the job, personality, sometimes problems with the boss and all those kinds of things. So you just want to get away from all of that, come into the church that one day of the week, whether it's a Saturday or Sunday, and worship the true and living God and be refreshed and be refilled and be renewed so you can go back and work another 5 or 6 days a week, you know, and be able to exist in this cool world, this dying world. So no, it's not a place to come in specifically to network for business, but to come in specifically to worship God.
Well, lastly here, number 10, it's going to be very interesting because there was a poll taken this past week, and someone had said that they stopped going to church because, you know, everything now centered around that everybody's jumping up talking about the church. And he said that, or he or she, that they stop going to church because all the pastor wants is tithes and offerings. Say he will talk 5 minutes about God, and then the rest of the church time is used in begging for tithes and offerings. And within about an hour, they got over 1 million hits. So this thing is bad out there. I hope pastors that are pastoring or ministers that are ministering in churches really understand that. If any of you are ministers on here, and I know some of you are because I can see by your email, the reverend in there or pastor email, whatever, yada, yada. So if you run in rank like that, well, let me put something out on the table. All across America, the poll is that you guys would not be standing up there if you weren't getting some big, heavy, thick tithes and offerings. The world says that they don't have nothing to do with you because you are only standing around talking to get tithes and offerings. And over 1 million hits in such a short time, then that means the world has said no to most of them because all they're doing is standing there for money. And we know back in the 80s and 90s, some churches and pastors were condemned because they would drive up in big cars and big church and $2,000 pair of shoes on and all of that. People went crazy talking about them when that question came up, and over a million that saw it. It might be 10 million now, have all agreed that that's why they don't fool with these so-called ministers, because they're hanging around just to get tithes and offering. So is this a way that a person, a number 10 way, can understand what is going on in the minds of the people when it comes to building with the church community? Some said, you know, I heard about the show, but I don't care what they show. They ain't no good. I mean, that is the general census. Is the, and I'm going to add this, is the black church in trouble? And I'm going to say that because you also are on a panel coming up for a event on February 26th, and you're asking that question, you know, does the black man have a future if his future was first encased in the black church? And this is what this main movie is going to be about coming up, which is Tuesday. But it's saying that blacks wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the black church. Well, what happened to the church? You know, if that was the case, how come they didn't teach those in the house about the black church, going to church, staying in church? Oh, people across America is eating up the black church. So if there's going to be a resurgence, then I guess the uprising in the time is now. So are you one standing for tithes and offering, Pastor Colonel Harrison? I'm just asking.
Yeah, the Bible says the tithe is of the Lord. God put forth the tithe for mankind to be obedient to his command. Give one-tenth, whether it were crops during the days of the Old Testament, the days of the New Testament, 10 cents out of every dollar. God asks for one-tenth. And that tithe is to go to the church, not to the pastor. It goes to the church for the upbuilding of the ministries that are within that church, fivefold ministries and so forth, and repairs to maintain the church. Then when the pastor teaches and preaches on tithing, he's not to tolerate no one who is doing dead works in the church. He's to lead by inspiration, spiritual inspiration and knowledge and teaching and instructions and being an example. So the tithes belong to the Lord. And once the pastor teaches tithing properly, the members start tithing properly, then God blesses the pastor through that which comes into the church out of obedience. But the pastor is not to tolerate teaching feel-good sermons that tickles the ear just so one will tithe who's in the church that's doing dead work. Dead works is an abomination to God. We teach those principles because God says teach them, and God commands it of all of us. And then when we do that, then God blesses everyone in the church who's obedient to his command, from the pulpit to the door, from the door to the pulpit.
Wow, you're really saying something, because most of those people answering that email or whatever it was, they really condemned the pastors. Oh, my, it was terrible. And many said that I tried to tell grandma not to give them MS a dime. I mean, this is how crazy it went. People were just out of their wits. We are going to be talking about the tithe in the black church. This week, I want you guys to, hey, come on back. We thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. We've got 60 seconds to go, so I'm going to talk about the future of the black man in America, part two. Colonel Harrison will be part of a panel coming up at 11 o'clock on the 26th. So just Google future of the black man. Someone called and said, boy, you guys are doing great work, because I Googled this event and it's all over the place. So great, great job. Try and tune in for the Zoom event if you can. We have some very interesting people, celebrities, as well as mega church pastors, preachers, whatever they call themselves. They say, oh, my God, this is very interesting. Everybody's interested now in this black church and, you know, what's up. Be there. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. We've had a good time. God bless you. And remember, next week, meantime.
Have a great weekend.